pleasure to welcome Michael Silk, who's the PEP Chief Executive to What's Next. Now, Michael has more than 21 years of retail experience. He's a seasoned leader, currently holding the job position of Chief Executive for the Commercial Department at PEP. They are the largest single brand retailer in Southern Africa. Now, throughout his career, Michael has assumed various roles within PEP, each contributing to his understanding of the customer needs and finding innovative ways to solving for it through commercially viable solutions. Now, he oversees various departments, including cellular, financial services, FMCG, and PAXI, which is PEP's counter-to-counter parcel service. Now, under his leadership, these divisions have grown and evolved, helping to position PEP as a market leader in the discount retail space. Well, you've got such an interesting portfolio, Michael, and welcome to What's Next. And it's great to have you with us. I'm looking forward to our chat.
Yeah, thank you, Akin. What a pleasure it is for me to be on the show and to share with you a little bit more about what we are doing with you and your audience. So really excited to be here.
That's fantastic. Listen, before we start, tell us a little bit about PAXI and what led to the creation of PAXI. It's quite an interesting service you offer at PEP.
Yeah, and it's quite an interesting story as well. It started back in 2015, and back then we had customers who had a specific need, and that was to get their UNISA assignments just back to the Learning Institute. And the post office, as you know, wasn't necessarily giving the ultimate service at that point in time, and we stepped in. And it was as basic as putting a box in every store. And students could come in and hand in the assignments. And we would then, a call center would phone the stores and say, check in the box. Is there an assignment? And if there was an assignment, we'd send a courier. So it was extremely manual. And that's where it was born. And from there, it's just taken off and really been a build out of technology and a lot of exciting stuff.
That is so cool. What an amazing story. Now, I'm trying to think of the name. How did you guys come up with the name? I presume the P is got PEP in it. What about the AXI part of it?
No, actually, somebody sat around a table and they said, what about parcel in a taxi? And we came up with PAXI. That's kind of the word on the street of how we came about with the name. But yeah, no, so nothing related to PEP at this point in time, just a fun name that we came up with.
Okay, well, it's a very catchy name. I give full credit to whoever came up with the name. So that was how it started off, getting those UNISA assignments. Now, it's evolved quite a bit since then. In what ways has this PAXI service evolved since its inception? What are you doing with PAXI today?
Yeah, so it has, as you point out, evolved quite a bit. You know, we have the benefit of scale in the PEPCOR group. So we could utilize the footprint. So we now have more than 2,800 points, which stretches across PEP, PEP Home, PEP Cell, Tech It Town, and Shoe City. We had an existing infrastructure of logistics network and also partnerships. So we could piggyback on this. But I think where the big kicker came in is when we really started to invest in the technology. And we've built systems that are now speaking to call centers, to these logistics partners, to store point of sale systems, etc. So now it's not only UNISA assignments. We now have the ability to do parcels for customers who walk in, small businesses, and even big corporate enterprises. We service all and everybody now.
You know, wherever there's a small town, there's a PEP store, you know, in the country. You'll find PEP stores all over the place. So is PAXI in every single of the PEP stores, or are you going to get to that point?
Yes.
I mean, how big is your coverage many places?
Yeah, so we're there. Every single PEP Home or PEP Cell in the country, you have PAXI. And I think that's the beauty of PEP. You know, we are in all of these small towns, as you point out, and we've become just such an integral part to these communities. You know, we started as a clothing business. We've evolved to much more than that. So you walk into any of these small towns now, you can send a parcel, you can buy your school clothes, you can buy FMCG products, you can apply for a loan, buy a cell phone. the list goes on. You can send money. And so I think we've really established ourselves as part of the communities in which we operate, which is the amazing part of it.
That is quite astonishing. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud of the logistics involved here, because, you know, if you want to send something from Joburg to Pofadder, for example, where I'm pretty sure you've got a store, or in Springbok or wherever that place might be, you can get a parcel from A to B at any one of the Paxi depot places, which are situated in the PEP stores, right?
Yeah. So literally from the West Coast all the way to Northern KZN, you want to send a parcel from one PEP to another PEP, there you go.
That is very cool. Now, who are the users of Paxi? I guess it's PEP customers and no non-PEP customers. I mean, whoever goes into a PEP store can make use of Paxi. But what are the typical uses for the service? What are people sending? And how big a parcel or delivery can you actually send using Paxi?
Yeah, so I'd like to believe that we can provide a service for anybody. But to your point, typically it's everyday people wanting to send parcels. So example would be somebody working in one town and whose family lives in another town, and they're buying stuff, they want to send it home. We can facilitate that for them. It's a grandmother that wants to send a gift to a grandchild, and we facilitate that. But it's also small and medium sizes of businesses, you know, and I think that's probably been the most exciting part for me to get stuck into in Paxi. Is we've met and discussed business with so many small business owners, and I think we're changing the way they do business. We provide them with this reliable distribution partner that can deliver across the country. So effectively, we're taking their businesses nationally, which is fantastic. And then corporate enterprises spanning different sectors, from cosmetics to educational. And they like to work with us because obviously cost efficiencies and working with one partner, but also just the reach, the absolute reach that we can provide them.
See, I think this is absolutely brilliant. I mean, the value that you're unlocking for those small businesses that you mentioned, and any size business, really. I mean, if you manufacturing a specific piece of art, or you've got a small business in a small town, you basically now have the ability to go national. You can set up an e-commerce platform and you can send your deliveries to wherever you are in the country. Let's unpack those benefits for those small businesses, because they stand to gain a lot from the service. You've really democratized deliveries and made it affordable for small businesses.
Yeah, and I can tell you that there are some amazingly innovative people out there, and people have got a lot of hustles going on, and they're making good. So I'm just very happy that we can play a role in facilitating that for them. But you know, when you talk about benefits for businesses, we provide them nowadays with an API pack that they can integrate with. We provide them with reporting, data and insights, SMS notifications for their customers.
Wow.
We even give parcel insurance. So the list kind of goes on, and we keep on developing at this list. But we really are trying to play that part for them so that they don't have to focus on the distribution and fulfillment. We want to do that for them. Let them focus on their businesses and their customers and doing what excites them. And we'll take care of the rest.
That's some serious tech that you've applied to this, you know, by giving those kind of insights and, you know, the SMS and that sort of thing. It obviously takes this business, Paxi, to a whole new level. What kind of developments are in store for Paxi for business? Is that something that you've obviously, from what I'm hearing from what you've saying, you've obviously, you know, uncovered a fantastic niche that you want to build on going forward into the future?
Yeah. So the team is consistently looking at new things to roll out, but I can share with you what is next for us is home deliveries. So now, you know, customers of businesses will not only have the convenience of collecting at any Paxi point, but soon they'll also be able to get items at their homes, delivered to their homes. We've created a whole business portal or platform where businesses can engage with us. They engage with everything, as I've mentioned before, the reporting, etc. But we're building on everything that we deliver in that space to make their lives easier. And then, which I think is very exciting for us, is we're integrating into Shopify and Shopify Plus. So now, instead of somebody building their e-commerce site on Shopify and then coming to us and having to integrate, we will already be integrated into Shopify. If they've got their online store, then their customers will have access to Paxi as a delivery point. And for us, that is massive, because that's first proper move into this e-commerce space and really trying to entrench our position there as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. I love what you're saying. Now, could you provide us with some stats? You know, how many parcels have been sent since Paxi started off? And I'm sure it's ramped up since the UNISA assignment part of Paxi. But
what
kind of numbers? What kind of numbers are you guys doing today?
Yeah, so that's the exciting part of the interview, where we can brag a little bit. But we are extremely proud of what we've done. To date, we've moved, and that's since 2015, we've moved more than 18 million parcels across this country. This year alone, and you referred to ramping up, this year we'll do more than 5.3 million parcels in a single year. And we're now averaging more than 14,500 parcels a day. So, and in peak periods, we can go through 30,000 parcels a day. But I think, to your point, you know, that's the strength of the systems that we've developed and invested in, because there's no way you can handle the complexity and all the volume that goes through it if you don't have a proper robust system to support you. So, and that's why I'm saying I'm so proud of the team and what we've done in this space, and it's nice to be able to brag a little bit about the volumes and the numbers as well.
Now, listen, if you know those kind of numbers and what you guys have achieved, you must brag about things like this. Just out of interest, have you got any amazing stories where you've seen a tremendous increase in parcels sent from small towns, for example, to big towns? I imagine that the flow of parcels, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, goes from the big metros, right? From Joburg to PE, Joburg, Durban. Is it the other way around, as busy as going from the big centers, or am I completely wrong in how I'm assessing the situation?
No, your assumption is correct. A lot of movement from the big CBDs, so Joburg, Durban, and it flows out to the smaller areas, and that's predominantly driven by these small businesses. But you know, we have some amazing Paxi stories, and you know, we try to do some testimonials every now and then. But you will find in small towns, farming communities, where somebody has got a love for coffee and they start their own roastery, and they've been supplying the small coffee shop in town, and actually have started an online business, and they send. Then you'd see it in reverse. You see people's business just picking up, and it goes from rural areas or small towns all the way back into the big cities, which is fantastic. But so many beautiful stories out there.
Oh, you guys must make a couple of videos of those stories. I'm sure you're going to be. And just tell me, before I let you go, Michael, what is the, if I had to send something from, say, Joburg to Cape Town, what does it cost, more or less? And what size parcels are you allowed to send using the Paxi service?
So we've got two bag sizes, a let's call it a smaller bag, up to 5 kilograms, and then a bigger bag up to 10 kilograms. And then we've got two types of services. So one is a more an express service, so that we use a specific courier partner with, and that you can pay 99 Rand for. And then if you want to use the service that takes a little bit longer, which we use our own transport network, then it is as little as $59.99. Good retail price for you, $59.99. But that is to send a parcel from any PEP to any PEP. And stock standard, doesn't matter which route you chooses, the price remains the same.
And how long does it take to reach Cape Town, for example?
So if you take the fast or the express service, it's between 3 to 5 business days. If you take the service that is a more economic service, then it's between 7 and 9 days.
That is fantastic. I love what you guys are doing. And when are you going to be launching the service that delivers to people's homes direct? Is that coming soon?
Yeah, it's imminent. Yeah, so we are crossing some T's and dotting some I's and doing the last of the development. But yeah, it's and for us, that's quite a big, that along with the Shopify part, I think will really just put the business part of Paxi onto the next level.
Jeez, Michael, a fascinating discussion chatting to you with all the stuff that you're working on. Outside of Paxi, is there anything else exciting that you can give us a sneak preview to that you guys are working on at PEP?
Yeah, look, I mean, in my space, we obviously looking after the cellular part of the business as well. PEP is a massive player in the cellular industry. We do more than 55% of all prepaid handsets in South Africa from a market share point of view. We've just recently introduced Motorola again into South Africa. Many of the audience will remember Motorola, but Motorola's back. So we've brought that in, and we're busy with device financing to help people to move onto better devices so they can get access to the internet and just faster services. In our money space, we still do loads of bill payments, cross-border remittances, loan applications. So yeah, the list really goes on. And I think, again, for us, you know, we keep on asking ourselves, what is it that our customer needs, and can we solve for it through our stores and even online? We are actually also taking cellular or handsets onto an e-commerce site. So for the first time, we'll be selling handsets online and not only in stores, which is quite exciting for us, a big move for us as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. I'm loving what you guys are doing, and congratulations. And I just imagine that that your Paxi service is probably very unique in some very small towns where courier companies don't necessarily go to. So, I mean, if you're covering 2,800 places, wherever there's a small town in this country, it's likely that there's a PEP stores there. But my point is that you guys are going to places where courier companies traditionally would not go to. I mean, because there's not enough market, and you're creating that market, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of economies of scale, right? So we've got these trucks running to stores to fulfill for our stores, for what we sell in our stores, and we are utilizing those trucks to then move parcels for customers as well.
Michael, an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Thank you very much for joining us and sharing those insights of Paxi. I think it's incredible what you guys are doing, and it's just a wonderful service you're offering. And as you've been speaking, so many business ideas are popping out of my head. So it's great that you guys are taking those small businesses and you're giving those small businesses even more growth, and you're helping your customers as well getting items from point A to point B. Congratulations. Well done to you. Michael Silk is the PEP Chief Executive. Thank you for joining us on What's Next, Michael.
Thank you for having me. It's been an amazing privilege to be able to talk to you today. Thanks.
Thank you.